Oasis Audio presents Under a Desert Sky, Redefining Hope, Beauty, and Faith in the Hardest Places, by Lynn Hartke. Read for you by Pamela Klein. For my parents, Stanley and Lois Hankins. Introduction. I thirst for a sliver of shadow. The desert sun flares white through the window next to the only available table at the coffee shop where I sit, waiting for a friend. In the parking lot, each 2-year-old sapling has a car parked under it, the 3-inch width of shade spreading long across blistering vehicle chassis. After 3 days of 110-degree heat, shade is a priceless commodity. I shift my body away from the relentless burn. I glance at my watch. My friend is late. I sip my chai latte, wishing I would have strayed from habit and ordered something iced. The hint of cinnamon and cream does nothing to soothe me. I pull out my phone. No messages. I know my friend will come if she can. She promised to take a morning nap so she would have the strength to meet me. I see her coming toward the front door and rush to open it. Keep smiling, I tell myself. Don't appear shocked. Keep smiling. I give my friend a one-arm hug, careful of her gaunt frame. She grabs me close, collarbones and ribs poking. Her breath is warm on my neck. Does she cling to me? Am I the one holding her? I offer her the seat away from the sunbeam, but she sits directly in the light and pulls a thin sweater tighter around her shoulders. I can't get warm, she says. I nod. How could I forget my own days of treatment, when radiation fried away my inner thermostat and I shivered wherever I went? Long pants and a sweater became my dearest companions in an air-conditioned theater, and nothing was as physically painful as the freezer section of the grocery store, where I quickly grabbed vanilla ice cream and orange juice and rushed over several aisles to warm up next to the rotisserie chicken and right out of the oven French bread. My friend asks about my children. I have to turn my ear to hear her forced words. Her voice is raspy, low. The cancer has spread to her lungs. She is trying so hard not to disappear, yet she is so faintly here. We chat for several minutes while the barista whips out espressos and lattes, the scent of coffee mingling with our words. We talk about the weather, our husbands, summer plans, mundane life, beautiful, ordinary life. She is the one who brings up her health. I'm done, she tells me. With treatment, I ask. Yes. A chill runs through me. Wasn't it only 4 months ago when someone else I loved told me those exact words? Is your family done? I ask. Not all of them. That's tough. She agrees. I am not afraid of eternity, just the process of getting there. I reach for trembling hands. Her thin fingers cling, tight. I stumble to reassure, to speak of hard truth found in my own desert wanderings. I don't know if you will get an easy, gentle ending, or a hard, painful one, I say. But this, I can promise you. Jesus will be there in either case. Her fingers squeeze harder, grasp for difficult reality. And he will be there for your family, I say, for your children. It will be hard, but he will not abandon them either. I gulp down grief. Memories. I know, I say. Clear my throat. I know. She nods. That's why I wanted to meet with you. I gaze into eyes too large in a thin face. I wonder at the depth of what I see. Desperation? No, that is not the right word. Her gaze doesn't waver. She doesn't blink. Surrender?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?